Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Esther calling from Independent Home Care. May I speak with Bellor?
This is his wife, Sandra.
Oh, hi, Sandra. My name is Esther. I just wanted to introduce myself as a coordinator with Independent Home Care.
Who's Independent Home Care?
So you're getting home care services through an Essentia? Okay, so I'm not sure if they should have communicated with you. There has been a little bit of a change within management on the home care side. Nothing that is changing on the services or changing with your caregiver that's providing the care right now. It's just the back end change, so kind of like a new coordinator that you'd be speaking with.
I think I did hear about that. Yeah, I think I did. Yes, you're right. I think they did mention it to me, yes.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to go over some things. So I see that he gets how many hours a week does he get? 4 hours
Of what?
of services.
He gets physical therapy, I think, physical and occupational twice a week. He gets home health aid twice a week. And he gets a nurse three times a week.
Okay. And then is the home health aide, is there a limited amount of hours per week?
I don't honestly know that.
You don't know
I
that.
really and truly don't know that. I don't know. They just tell me when they're coming, and I'm like, okay. And I just
Perfect.
let them come. I don't even know. They come and do what they need to do with him, and
All right, no
I'm hope.
problem. And that's Jose that's usually coming in, right?
Yes.
All
He's
right.
a home health aide, yes.
Okay.
Pam and Jose.
Sorry, what was that?
He said Pam and Jose.
Pam, let me see the other one.
Pam's another home health aide.
Yeah. Oh, I guess Pam comes in through another company though. Okay. I have your address as 400 Beechwood Avenue, Liverpool, 13088.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Date of birth 4/27/59.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And can you please tell me what the home health aid assists him with?
Bathing.
Just bathing.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe one more second.
What else does a home health aide do?
So the way you're getting your services is a little different than your standard home care. When it comes to standard home care, it's just any type of assistance they need with ADL. So whether it's housekeeping or running some errands, personal care,
Oh, that'd be
stuff
nice. I have errands they could run for me. No kidding.
like that.
I need to get out. I need to get out. He can't get out. That's
Yeah,
unfortunate.
I understand. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how they set up the way that he gets his services, but I guess one of his services is getting a couple of hours of home health aid, and the insurance would reach out to agencies or vendors to see who has an aide available, and they kind of use them as a staffing agency, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, okay. So it's not always through an Essentia.
No, meaning Nessentia is the one that's approving his care. Yeah, sorry, Nessentia. Okay, the home care part of Nessentia was independent. So it's not
Oh,
always
okay.
just independent. Like, say if independent doesn't have an aide, they'll just broadcast that availability to all of their contracted staffing companies and see who is able to get an aide to accommodate the hours or the area and stuff like that.
That's just for the home health aide. That's not
Yeah.
necessarily for the physical therapy and the nurse.
Exactly,
Okay.
yeah. So
Okay.
Pam is
Okay.
probably from a different staffing agency.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let me just make sure. And what was your first name?
Sandra.
Sandra. Let me put that stuff in here.
Yeah, he never talks on the phone, so everybody just always talks to me.
Okay, that's good. I have a second number here listed. I don't know if that's your number. I have 315-657-1498.
That was his old number. He no longer has that number.
Okay, I'll take that out, no problem.
Yeah.
And Sandra, you have the same last name?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Do you have another phone number that you would like to give me, or do you want us to only call this number?
Probably this number is best, yes. I
okay.
always have it now. It's my work is fully aware of my situation, so
okay.
my phone's always on.
Cool.
I'm able to work from home, which makes life a lot easier for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This used to not be a thing back in the day.
Right, right.
Thanks to COVID.
And just
right?
a year ago, it just got to be where we... Well, COVID really started it where we were all able to, but I'm in customer service, and customer service is generally not allowed to work from home unless it's, like, really snowy out or certain situations. And obviously, you know, my situation is, you know.
Unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got it all.
Okay.
If you need anything, you could save my number. Not exactly sure how that works on your end, like, if you need... But you know, if you need any change or any communication regarding the home health aid, you could always give me a call.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Esther, and I'll give you my number.
Okay.
315.
Mhm.
862.
Mhm.
5100.
Okay.
Okay.
And how long does it show? How long he's approved to come here?
So what I could see is that it's 26 hours from January 20th through March 24th. But it's possible that they extend it also, you know, like I wouldn't know until closer then.
Okay. I kind of wanted it to be like Monday, Thursdays, but it's Monday, Wednesdays, just because it's a little bit farther apart from, you know.
I can ask Jose if he's available. Let me just check his schedule 1 second.
So this will be easier if it's Monday, Thursday, because then it's not just...
For sure.
You know, I try to do it on the weekends, but sometimes it's just... And if he's sleeping and stuff, and...
And then it's a very long stretch, I understand. So I do see on Thursday... let me see. To me, it looks like his schedule is full between 8 and... 2:30, but okay. I can ask him if he wants to switch out his and work with one of his clients on Wednesday and switch it out with Edison's time.
I mean, if it's not too much trouble, yeah. I mean, just
okay.
Because then really nobody's here on Thursdays too. So it's, you know, some days he has. Three people, and, you know, and it's
right.
sometimes it's very overwhelming to him, you know.
Completely understand that. Is there a specific timing, or you're good with whatever comes, if he's available?
As long as it's after, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
After 10, okay.
Then he's okay. He doesn't really want, he's not really an early
okay.
person.
Yeah,
what's
no
today,
problem.
Wednesday? So he's been here Monday, Wednesday. Today's already Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Wednesday, so he's been here twice this week, yeah. So, I mean, maybe if next week he can do Monday, Thursday, that would be amazing. If he can't, I understand that, too.
Okay, I'm going to check in with him, and then if we are able to make that change, I'm going to get back to you, okay?
Okay, all righty.
All right, have a great day otherwise.
Thank you as well, Oscar. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.